Hello, and welcome to episode 20 of The Spectrum. This was recorded on June 16th, 2025. The subject for today is the podcast itself. The podcast has been available in video form in YouTube and in audio form as a podcast. So far, it's the video form of the podcast that's been the format that most people seem to prefer. I had been using a service to host the audio podcast, and it's worked well, but I have to manually manage it, and there's a cost associated with that service. Instead, I found some open source software to automatically generate the audio podcast feed from the YouTube videos, meaning I only have to upload content to one place. The good news is that this change should happen automatically to those who subscribe through a podcast app like Apple Podcasts or Overcast, or really any podcast app. The bad news is that it likely marked all the episodes as new, forcing you to delete them or mark them as listened to. Unfortunately, there was no way to prevent this. Hopefully this was a one-time thing, and new episodes should show up in your podcatcher automatically. The other bit of good news is that with the money that was saved by not using a podcast hosting service, I was able to create a website for the podcast. You can find the website at spectrumpodcast.org. Links to all the videos are there, as well as transcripts of all the episodes that aren't interviews. There are also links to the podcast presence on several social media sites. This means that there are now three ways that you can subscribe to the Spectrum. You can subscribe on the website, you can enter your email address, and new episodes will show up in your inbox when they are published. Rest assured that your email will not be sold or given away to any person or organization. It will only be used to send you notifications of new episodes. The second way to subscribe is directly on YouTube. Finally, if your preferred way to receive the Spectrum is as an audio podcast, you can find links on the subscribe page to several popular apps. Another button will direct you to less popular apps. And finally, you can find the audio podcast RSS feed on the subscribe page as well, and plug that directly into your podcatcher. Whatever method you choose, the subscription is free. Some services, like YouTube and some podcasting services, may insert advertisements into the feed, but these are not part of the podcast. The Spectrum contains no advertising. As I said in the first episode, I am not out to make money off the hardships being faced by LGBT+ people. If the podcast ever does make money through YouTube or via another route, my intent is to donate everything beyond the cost to run the podcast to organizations working to support the LGBT+ community. If you want to help make the world a better place, support organizations like PFLAG, Lambda Legal, HRC, the ACLU, and others. I hope you enjoy the new website. Until next time, take care.